Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. I was just about to say Coach Unplugged. It is not. It is High School Hoops. And Coach Steger is in the bathroom, so I'm going to do the intro here real quick. Before we get going, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. Go over and check them out. Mention us and you'll get $450 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Free newsletter over there, roadmap, all the things you need to become a better basketball coach. So you don't look, if you're watching this, don't look like me with lack of sleep and cold and a little bit of everything. So this week's topic was mine, I think, Coach, with talking about player buy-in, right?
Well, you originally said vision philosophy, but
well, let's do that one. You know,
okay,
what?
Okay, so I do want to provide a recommendation for people out there, coaches. I just finished a book called Raising Empowered Athletes.
Okay.
It's a youth sports parenting guide for raising happy, brave and resilient kids. It's about finding that happy middle. So I think it's a really good read for families and parents in your programs. It just talks about like not overusing your body, the importance of multi-sport athletes. I'm more of a person. I have more time listening to it audibly because I drive about 25 minutes to work every day. But it's a really good read. I think it's as a leader of a program, it provides good perspective points for your parents. The couple things that I talked about, a couple of things that I thought about when I was looking at it over before we go about philosophy, because I mean, philosophy is also about how we handle our athletes as
well.
Give
me the title of that book again.
Yeah. It's called Raising Empowered Athletes.
Who's the author?
Kirsten Jones.
Say that again.
Kirsten Jones.
Okay. That sounds
and,
okay.
Yeah, right. I always get Christian and Kirsten, but it's C-I-R, so it's Kirsten Jones. And she is a coach, and I believe her other role, I don't know, it's just an awesome book. I really enjoyed it. It talks about how majority of athletes quit athletics by the age of 14. So if we talked about how our society reflects sports, how it's changed over time, why we have the issues that we have at our programs, from a high school standpoint or how society is, you know, it's really some sad parts, like 50% of athletes, their injuries are due to overuse of bodies of using the same repetition over and over at age 14.
Yeah. So I think it's the one sport athlete too, to be honest with you. But that leads into, philosophy,
right?
You know, vision and philosophy. You know, my philosophy is play as many sports as you can. You know, I want that multi-sport athlete.
Yeah, but I also think, Steve, too, I think character matters, too, in my philosophy, right? So right. I often think we preach and preach about sports, but I think it's really good for kids to be in student government or peer mentorship or student, you know, I was in student government. Like I tell people all the time, it wasn't the sports. Sports were a huge part of my life and obviously molded me to be in a coach. But right. I think being in student government and working with adults and learning about community and how those things interact made me such a better adult and more ready for the real world, you know? And oh, so like
100%.
My philosophy is I also believe that there's more than just the athletic piece. You know, we want to encourage kids to, you know, dive deep into academics and to be proud of what they do and to take challenging classes, but also take classes that might be a little bit not always what they're used to or something different, like challenge them to take an art class, challenge them to do something different. Like, and it's cool. Like,
no, it's like the liberal, you want the liberal arts degree. You want the dabbling because you don't know when you're going to find something that might intrigue you. I know it's
yeah. But like you also have a daughter that's in the arts, right? Like every kid is different, but I think that it's so cool to embrace all those different things. You're just not a bad, I think it's really important to continue to move on to this idea of student athlete, you know, constantly pushing towards great academics, but great opportunities in high school, doing those things, but also then getting involved in multiple sports.
I agree. I mean, it is really about, it's about that vision. It's about that execution. You know, and I think you have to sit down. You know, I know when this goes live, a lot of coaches around the country, at least in the US, are very going to have started. But I think it's important to sit down with your players and come up with, you know, a vision, a pillar, a mission statement. There's a multitude of names that it goes by. But to sit down with them and talk about what they, because everybody has the same goal or same thing. Everybody wants to, you know, play in the championship game at the end of the year, and everybody wants
but there's only five teams in our state that be able to accomplish that goal every year. I mean,
right, and if that's your if that's your gold standard as far as whether you had a successful season, you're not going to have a very successful season very often. But again, though, that can be part of your vision and your philosophy, and like, you know, here's what we want to do and here's how we're going to do it. So I think the correlation between those is so important for high school kids or any kid. But, you know, especially we're talking high school hoops, it's like you can have a vision, but then, you know, shoot, I want to lose 15 pounds. How can I lose 15 pounds? Well, I can have a vision for it and I can sit and think about it forever. But I'm going to have, you know, how am I going to go about that? Kind of that falls into your philosophy. And then, you know, what's going to support my vision? And then how am I going to execute it?
And vision is such a big word, right? I bet you we could probably do a month series on vision. So like my program, I have four core values. Okay. Then I have an offensive philosophy and I have a defensive philosophy. And those are always ever changing depending on the year that years of the players that I have. Okay.
Right.
You know, I'm a really big person with philosophy about positivity, especially in this generation. Kids tend to do better and want to do better when they are in a positive environment. I think that's one of my key core values. And philosophy is building on positivity. And the other thing is progress. You know, if you can find ways to show progress throughout the journey of measuring progress doesn't always have to be based on wins and losses, but using data, using ways to measure progress throughout the season will definitely make it easier on you as a coach to really keep the kids to buy in, which we'll talk about more next week. It's how do we get players to buy it?
Right, right.
Yeah, and I think having a strong philosophy is the first step, right? You have to have things laid out, right, for that buy-in to occur. You can't ask them to buy into something if they don't know what it's about.
Right, and you can't ask them, you can't expect them to do things you're not willing to do. You know, if you're not willing to open the gym up, if you're not willing to get up, if you're not willing to pay the price, if you're not willing to do those things, then it's kind of hard to look in the mirror and expect them to do it. But you're right. I mean, literally, we try to keep these podcasts under 10 minutes. This is a much deeper dive, but, you know, the vision, the philosophy, and the execution, I think it's a kind of this triangle of here's where I see us how to go. Here's how we're going to do it. So, you know, vision and philosophy kind of are that whole, and then how do you execute it? Like, you know, I want to lose. I've been exercising weights, so that's why it's on my mind. But but it's like, it's true. I want to lose weight. Here's how I want to go do it, and then I got to figure out how to execute it. You know, why do I want to do that? So it's kind of that same thing. You know, it's like vision, culture, philosophy, all these things are words, but they really all fall down to, here's what I want to do, how am I going to do it, and then how am I going to execute it? I think it really falls into that triangle. And if for every team, it's different. I've told you this story probably, is my first year, I just wanted to have a winning season. And then I just wanted to beat, you know, Janesville Craig. And then there were just steps along the way that it wasn't to win a state championship. I mean, I wanted to do that, but I knew I couldn't do it with the players I had at that specific point. So it was about taking those steps moving forward that allowed me to kind of get to that point. Anything else, Coach, on that?
No, just a really big topic. I mean, we kind of had it down as, you know, philosophy, but philosophy is such a big topic. I think that's something that we'll definitely have to dive deep more in the summer.
Yes, and I think that's something we have to, like, I think we should do a summer series on boom, 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 boom.
Yep.
You know, how do you do it? How do you get the kids to buy in? How do you get them to build their pillars? How do you get them to do all those things? But we'll save that for when you and I are more rested.
Yes, of course. I hope so. Yeah, we'll be more rested at that
point. We'll do it then. All right, till next week, Coach.
All right, see ya.
Sports Social Podcast Network. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.